Are we sure we want to believe the Earth is heating up? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I thought the global warming debate was about loving the planet. It was a way to feel good about riding a bike to work, for example, because you could tell yourself, yes, I'm sweaty and I'm miserable, but I'm saving a polar bear. But now it's clear that it's not going to stop there, which is why I ask, are we sure we want to believe the Earth is heating up? Because motivated by Richard Branson's $25 million reward for anti-warming technology, scientists are starting to do things like, well, for example, here's a company called Planktos, which is trying to boost plankton growth in the oceans as a way of sucking up carbon dioxide. And to do it, they have a ship dumping a muddy-looking red slurry of iron dust into the sea through a hose. Eventually, the company plans to dump 30,000 tons of this stuff. Then there's the artificial volcano. Jet engines would shoot thousands of tons of sulfate particles into the upper atmosphere to cut down on sunlight. And then there's astronomer Roger Angel, who would shoot 16 trillion frisbee-shaped sunshades into space launched by 20 million rockets. And finally, artificial carbon suckers. 200-foot towers with carbon filters on the top, each one requiring a huge amount of energy, about 100,000 of those. And then all this sucked out carbon would be used for what? Dry ice to chill your granola? Are we going to see environmentalists, for the sake of saving the environment, deliberately polluting it? I kind of liked the old approach to global warming, where all you had to do to feel intellectually superior was to buy a funny-looking bulb and get your windows caulked. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.